One of the most atmospheric places to spend Christmas is the snowy northern edge of Scandinavia, the country of Norway, where at this time of year, it's dark most of the day.
Really, this is a time of the year when people spend a lot of time indoors.
That's Erd Milbury, cultural affairs officer at the Norwegian Embassy here in Washington, D.C.
We have a lot of hearty, warming foods and drinks. Norwegians love candlelight, live candlelight. You will see that everywhere, always in people's homes, live candles, to help bring some warmth and some coziness into that long dark season.
And says Milbury, if you're having guests over the holidays, in Norway, it's traditional to welcome them into your home with a cup of the mulled wine drink, glögg.
Glögg comes from glödig, which means glowing or warming. So really, glögg means having a warming effect. And it's a great drink for the long cold winters. You come in from the outside and you're all cold and bundled up. And then you get glögg and you have this hot drink with spices. And immediately you're going to feel warm inside and out and start glowing.
So tell me exactly how it's made. Tell me what the ingredients are and how you put it all together.
The main ingredients in glögg is red wine. And that needs to be a Burgundy or a Pinot Noir and port. I'd say port is essential to get the deep flavor that you need from it. So you have wine, port, sugar, and spices. And you can really play with spices, but the traditional spices to add is cinnamon, cardamom, ginger, cloves, and orange rind.
From her home in suburban Washington, Milbury taught us how to make this holiday treat.
So today we're going to make a basic glögg, and we start out with a pot on the stove. You can put it on high and add about half a pint of water, half a cup of sugar. Use a wooden spoon and stir until the sugar is dissolved. After the sugar has dissolved, you can turn the heat down to medium and add your spices and other ingredients. And at that point, you will never bring the mixture back to a boil, because bringing it to a boil means you will cook out the alcohol of the wine and your liquor, and you don't want to do that. It's important to note that you do not need to buy high-end wine or port to go in the mixture. It will be just as good if you just buy low-end stuff, because it's really the spices. It's all about the spices. They will overpower any finesse in the liquor, so you don't need to buy very expensive ingredients.
Milbury continues stirring the mixture of wine and spices, and toward the end, she adds raisins soaked in aquavit, a potato-based liquor.
Now, after you stir, the mixture will have a very deep, dark, ruby, burgundy color. Always taste. Taste well before your guests come. Oh, this is actually a really good batch.
Not only does it taste good, Milbury says, it also has a wonderful and evocative fragrance.
It smells like Christmas.
And what is that smell for you?
It's a very rich, very deep and rich, flavorful and warm smell. And that is also part of the benefit of making this drink, is it makes your whole house smell like Christmas. It smells wonderful. The moment your guests come into your house, they're gonna be excited about what's coming.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us into your home and telling us how to make glögg, and have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. God jul.
What was that again?
God jul.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and Erd Milbury does have one warning. Glögg goes down easily, so be careful not to drink too much. And if you want to find out how to make our holiday glögg, visit our website, npr.org.